Yeah, I met my baby daddy when I was 19 years old. Actually, I just turned 20. I take that back. I just turned 20. I was 20 years old. He was 29, right? When I met him, I just remember... I used to be so sweet. I used to be so just green. Green light. I used to be green. And... I wholeheartedly now at 32 years old, but like he took advantage of that innocent me, because y'all, bro, it is crazy how men will manipulate you, bro, take you away from your family. I'm trying to move me to a whole nother state, move me out the country. I ain't have neighbors, I ain't have friends. I spent my whole 20s, y'all, out in freaking Iota, Louisiana, living in a house sitting on freaking bricks, right? And I come from money, I come from good people, but I literally settled for the barest of minimum.
So this female is talking about how at 19 she met the baby dad that she gave her prime years away to, who she states she settled for the barest minimum, and even puts out there that she came from a good, loving family that had money, and yet this is where she ended up. Which makes me question, is how good was that family, or how stubborn was you to have left this good family to have a baby dad that you making it very clear was no good, made you move all the way to Ohio where you knew no one, you was in the house all the time, and it became something that you didn't expect, which is why she also says manipulated.
Of a man, bruh, who didn't do nothing but cheat on me, have girls in my house, driving my car to see girls. I have nobody. I was out there by myself, y'all. I was out there by myself, just me and my kids. And I started having this man freaking kids. I ask myself all the time, like, how dumb were you, bro? Like, how dumb? So, on top of that, this man in and out of jail. Keep going back to prison, right? I'm josting him, you know what I'm saying? I'm loyal. I'm a Capricorn. I'm one of the loyalest people you gonna ever meet, bro. This man go to jail, and I'm telling y'all, bro, this man never really spent no money on me. Like, this past year, this last time he just got out of prison, that's the most money he ever spent on me. And I mean, for somebody who you've been with for 13 years, you would think, I mean, you owe me more than that.
I will never understand when females always want to claim how loyal they are. And this profound loyalty, you chose to give it away to a man that is in and out of prison. I mean, it's one thing for a man to manipulate you, but if the guy's in and out of prison, I'm sure there was clear red flags about him. He didn't just suddenly get into crime. He was obviously about that life, and you was okay with it at 19, 20. But you won't talk about the things that you chose to ignore. Yeah, I agree, you are very dumb. Very dumb to sit here on TikTok and make it all about him, when you chose to be with a criminal that couldn't even stay out of prison. And you want to talk about loyalty? Couldn't even be loyal to a law-abiding citizen. Then she has enough to talk about money and how she spent all her money and how he didn't even give her a cent. What are you expecting? What's this even conversation is about? What are you actually trying to tell people? Because I would rather her be honest about what she chose to ignore, which she isn't really talking about. She's just talking about what he did to her.
But long story short, y'all, my baby daddy just went back to jail, bro. He got sentenced to 5 years. He been in there for like 6 months. And I ain't gonna lie, I bought a brand new truck, a 2023 Audi Q8 last year. For Christmas last year, I spent $8,000 on him. You know what I'm saying? On him alone. Mine is my, not even, not, that's not included with what I spent on my kids. Y'all seen that? I showed y'all. I bought out. I blew through a lot of money last year because, I mean, you know, we was moving fast and, you know, you living like things won't happen to you. He ended up going to prison, right? He get in there. He get insecure. We arguing. You know how dudes get, like, people think, like, you messing with other people when they go to jail. And it's like, bro, what? I just started school. I got back in school, y'all. So, I can't work as much. Like, y'all know how nursing school is. And now all these bills is piled on top of me. Like, all these bills is piled on top of me. And I can't handle them all by myself. And we broke up. I don't even know why we broke up. But we just keep arguing because he's insecure. That's just men who go to jail. They're just insecure. And I'm not even talking to anybody, y'all. I'm not. Like, I'm so focused on school and bettering myself. And I'm getting back into God. And I'm in the Word. And I'm just focused. I'm going to church. And y'all, do y'all know? I sent this dude a message on a little jail phone. And I said, look, bruh, a lot of bills done piled up. I have to pay off my credit card bills. I just want to buy me and my kids a house. Why he hasn't bought me and my kids a house? And I'd have been with him for 13 years. I don't know.
How can he say you don't know why he didn't buy you a house? Meanwhile, he's sentenced for 6 years in prison. Maybe it's because you chose to be with a convicted criminal. Let's start there. Yeah, to me, it just shows how daft this female is. I don't think she even realized how daft she is. Looking for sympathy, looking for other baby mamas to bond with about their self-inflicted trauma and their toxic habits and how they actually are into men who are no good for them. The real issue she's having here isn't the fact that he made her a single mom, isn't the fact that he's even in prison, isn't the fact that he moved all the way to Ohio with her. No, that's really just things she's just throwing in there. What it really sounds like is about money and why she's lacking. Another thing as well, why don't we talk about how you blew a whole lot of money which you don't even know why? Let's talk about how you knew you didn't have money and you still chose to spend all that money away. Meanwhile, you have children to raise and bills to pay. Don't sound like he's the only problem in this relationship.
That blows me as well. Because he can buy his house. He has the money, right? But I was just telling him, like, man, all these bills are just piled up, bro. Like, I'm in nursing school. I can't do this. Like, yeah, I'm, like, drowning. I'm really, like, keeping my head above water. This man, this loser, I can't even call him a man, bro. This dude gonna message me back, talking about, you not my responsibility anymore. I only take care of what's mine. I tried, and you can't respect me and love me the way that I want to be loved. So I had to force myself to love myself.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This guy sounds like a female. He sounds like every female who wants to leave a relationship or a marriage. When the female doesn't feel loved anymore, now she's forced out of the relationship to love herself. To put herself first. To find who she is. Isn't this 2024? I mean, equal rights, right? If he wants to focus on himself, then let him. I mean, I don't agree with it. I just find it funny that that's the type of excuse he wants to make to another female. Meanwhile, I've heard so many females say the exact same thing.
You give somebody your whole 20s, bruh. You had a baby, you sacrificed all your dreams and everything, right? And regardless of how you feel about the mother of your children, like, I feel like that's always supposed to be your responsibility, because when the mother of your children is drowning, bruh, that's a reflection of you. Flat out, especially when she didn't literally been with you half her life. To break up with her, leave her stuck with a whole bunch of bills. Like, Christmas was 7 months ago. Like, you literally went to jail 2 weeks after Christmas. I just spent $8,000 on you on Christmas, bro. Like, and you tell me I'm not your responsibility no more. Because I'm not your girlfriend. I would never in my life give another man that much of me. Like, God is the only thing I'm giving my time and energy to. Like, you cannot trust a man, bro. These men are horrible. And I don't even hate men. I know it's really good men out here, but they already got somebody. It seems like all the good men are already taken.
I'll be honest, it's a little bit too late to say you're never going to give your all to a man when you already just did. You've given it away for 13 years. I don't think it's hit her yet that it's too late for you to even be talking like that. You've already done it. You can't reverse time. There ain't another prime years. There's not going to be another 20. There's not going to be another 19. There's not going to be another body where you didn't have children. You already gave this man everything. There's no more you can give another man that you already haven't given him. There's nothing new you can give a man. So the fact that these females will say, I'm not gonna do this again, you actually can't. You physically, mentally, emotionally can't give what you already gave. So there's no point making it seem like you ain't gonna do it again when you can't do it again. And when you want to talk about good men, you chose to ignore those good men at 19 years old. No one manipulated you to be with this man. He sounds like another roadman, another pookie, or just a no good, unstable guy that you was hooking up with. And you decided that you wanted to take it further. And you got stuck by getting pregnant, and somewhere along the line, you thought it was gonna get better. It wasn't gonna get better. And that's the issue. Females don't ever actually look and take the time to actually vet a man. Take time with a man. Don't just hook up with a guy, sleep with a guy. When people say you're too quick, this is it. You was fast at 19. And now you're living with the consequences.
I promise you, bro. Like, I'm so sorry, because that's sick, bro. Like, how men do the mother of their children for no reason. He didn't catch me in the house in the bed with no man. He ain't, you know what I mean, he ain't catch me cheating. He ain't catch me doing nothing. It just, that man goes to jail and he, like, abandons his whole family. He don't call. He don't check on us. It's like he go to jail and he gets in a prison mentality. It's the sickest thing I ever seen. But it's like, the real life is going on out here. Like, the earth don't stop because you go to jail. So, if you're young and you're watching this, stay away from a street nigga. Stay away from them niggas in the streets who spend 95% of their time in the streets, because it's like, okay, you spend all this time in the streets, you got all this money, and you can't help the mother of your kids, bruh. I hate men. I hate them. This is sick. Like, I'm just, and I'm so mad because my makeup was so cute and I just cried it off. And I just was sitting here thinking, like, bruh, I know when I hit rock bottom, it's God trying to reset me and restart me, and I'm not going back to him. He's dead to me. Like, to see the mother of your children crying out for your help and you tell her you not my responsibility is crazy. Especially when she literally gave you half her fucking life. I hate men. That is all.
I mean, what did you expect? He's a criminal. It's crazy how these females think that they will just suddenly turn into a good man. I think it's all that pillow talk that has them confused about who he is, even though he's showing you, told you who he is from the beginning. Which is why she admitted, stay away from the street guy, stay away from the hood guy, stay away from the road man. They're no good. It's not about men being no good. No, you didn't find decent, good men, traditional men, faithful men, loyal men, good. No, they weren't good enough for you. You wanted the street guy to be good to you. And 13 years later, he was never good to you. He's not even good to himself. That's why he's in and out of prison. What do females expect? But you know what? They think they're all that and some, that they can change any guy with a bit of cooch. That he will fall in love with her and bend every rule for her. But they find out the hard way, even after having his children, even after being loyal to him. That's why she's bursting out in tears. Because it's coming clearer and clearer the older she gets that this man was never going to change for you. I'm your hostess, Feminine Princess. These are my last thoughts. What I find in this video is a lot of females who are single moms are in the same predicament as this female here, who gave away their prime years to these exact same guys who don't care about no one, not even themselves, to be doing whatever, whenever, in and out of prison. And they never take accountability for choosing to be with that type of guy. Because there's no way on earth that you thought he was good and then he's in and out of prison. These females know the type of guys that they go for. They know the type of guys that they sleep with. But always seem to stay because that's where they want to be. Until it all hits the fan. Let me know what you think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.